Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. We're a role-playing game, actual play podcast. You can listen to us play through one-shots, campaigns of various games, including Deltagreen, Eclipse Phase, Worldwide Wrestling, Red Markets, and more. With 4+ years of archives, there's something for everyone. Tune in with whatever podcast app you use by searching for Technical Difficulties Gaming Podcast, or visit us online at www.technicaldifficultiespod.com. Like what you hear? Join us on Patreon for sneak peeks and seats in quarterly games. Thanks for listening, and sorry for the technical difficulties.
Hello, Internet! You are now experiencing technical difficulties. This is Adam, and we are playing Agents of Alice tonight. My players will please introduce themselves in Discord order.
Good evening, this is Jared, and as always, I will be playing Captain Caillou Gila. I'm probably not going to get us all killed today.
This is Greg. I'm once again playing Kurt Howling Echo, and I might be doing some killing today.
This is Dan, and I will once again be playing your pilot, Roscoe Holst. And which way he goes today depends on how many guns we actually still have on that ship.
And this is Ethan playing Silent Reading. I really hope it doesn't have to resolve in violence.
This is Laura. I'll be playing Tema Miles. And I don't mind the violence, but I don't think it's the best choice right now. We're on a timer, guys.
It's true. Okay.
I actually quite enjoy the violence.
Oh, right. The super soldier over here.
He's very comfortable and knowledgeable about their own mental state.
Okay. So when we last left our humans, people, sapients.
We're not all human.
These fools.
Librarians.
There are a bunch of fucking librarians. It's true. They had just left a planet with a ship's full of dissidents, philosophers, a couple yahoos who just wanted to tag along and write memes as ship posts.
We didn't get rid of those?
No, Kai kept them.
Kai kept them?
Not all of them.
Well, but we have explained to them they have to use paper and handheld instruments, no more computers. We haven't explained that part yet.
I can't take all the credit for keeping the shit posters, but it's important to have satirists and social commentary in any quickly evolving civilization.
Read, but I'm not sure we're going to find Jonathan Swift or Terry Pratchett among the shit posters.
You don't know if you don't try.
Well, I mean, we could have recruited Satoshi, but again, people are working on making sure he doesn't have to keep living under that system anymore. So
the question, though, is whether you might find one of those people in their like great-grandchildren.
There you go.
I guess.
The evolution of Jonathan Swift was always shitposting. Anywho. As they were flying out from Haven and the very weird hat-based economy thereof, they'd been away from Nigali C2 for about 5 days and were on their way back. And as they were leaving, shortly after getting out of the system, they heard some radio chatter. Something about the Dread Terrapin. And we come back to Kai and Roscoe furiously pacing, trying to decide what they want to convince the other ones to do.
Actually, what are our options? That's a question for Kai.
Well, we basically have two options. We hurry back to the portal to make sure nothing bad happened to those of ours what are still on the other side.
Huh?
Or we blow the fucking Terrapin out of the sky.
That's the question. I don't think we have the firepower, do we?
No.
Well, that's a problem. Now, can we get a tracker on it? That's the question.
We might.
The other question is there only one Dread Terrapin, or does it come in 6-packs? Because that bastard is shifty as all.
Ugh. I know your theories.
It might not be the Dread Terrapin. It may be a Dread Terrapin.
I mean, I was only on the one, but that doesn't tell you anything.
No, they're probably all identical.
So who do you think has the trackers, Kai or Silent? Not Kai, Kurt.
It'd be Silent.
Yeah.
Or he'd know how to fabricate them. Or know what catalog thing for us to pull up so we could fabricate some.
And you got the mech. It's small. It might fly under the radar, get in, plant a tracker, get out. Quick and easy.
You think that mech is space-worthy, let alone will work?
I don't fucking know. He spends enough time on it. If it's not space-worthy, then...
It's a hobby project. It's not one that's been actually maintained by someone who knows what they're looking at. I'm happy he enjoys it. And, you know, we've been available anytime he wanted. But he's doing his own thing, and I get it. It's something other than work. It's cool.
Roscoe, your comm beeps.
Mm-hmm.
And Blaze would like to have a word.
Yes. Or Roscoe, would you like us to come down?
Roscoe, could you please find Kai, if you haven't already, and join me in the library?
Sure. I pass the controls to the backup pilot, and we go down.
Lieutenant, you're up.
An oddly fresh-faced Louie looks up from the navigator's junior navigator's chair and gives you a very pleased thumbs up.
No, his name is in fact Lieutenant Europe. There's also Lieutenant Asia. It's easy to keep them apart.
I'm not going to entertain that with a response.
Fair enough. Move on.
So the two of you get down to the library. And Silent and Silent's brother are already there. And Blaze looks at you all and goes, so, I understand that there's a merchant ship in the vicinity that you all have history with.
You really buy that cover story? You, of all people.
Oh, it's almost certainly some sort of... Well, privateer was put better than pirate, because they do take government contracts.
We use the term government very loosely when talking about that. But yes, we may have some complaints about their behavior in the past.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You do understand that this merchant ship, which is definitely not a privateer...
Yes.
Has almost no ship-to-ship weaponry.
Yes.
And that any attempt to take this ship into combat would involve breaking our cover.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, that too. And I knew there were a lot of good reasons not to.
Possibly endangering the actual mission that you all are on? Or did you forget that this is a spy outfit?
I have a terrible idea, Kai.
Blaze, do you have any idea? Fine. What is it, Roscoe?
Well, we just sold a bunch of stuff, so our cargo holds are empty. If they're truly merchants... And we got into, that's the thing. I don't know that we should trust them that far. But if they actually operate sometimes as merchants to provide cover, and someone other than either of us talked to them and bought stuff, we could start a relationship where we might buy things in the future, at which point we could know where they are in the future.
You're right, I hate it. And it's also the best idea we have.
So far, I don't know. I don't think we should necessarily do it, though.
Adam,
the whole thing makes me worried.
You said that Silent and his brother are already here?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Boy, Silent, do you maintain a supply of tracking devices suitable for attaching to a ship?
Of course.
If yes, we got into range to haggle,
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to get one on board the Terrapin?
I can imagine a number of ways in which such a thing could be accomplished. Yes. We're talking about approaching for the purposes of exchanging cargo, or under that pretense at least.
I mean, I
you know, the more I think about that, the more I hate it.
It makes my skin crawl to give them any of our goods
money,
but a lesser evil today, if we can take them down tomorrow, might be worth it. And it means we're not abandoning the rest of our crew stuck behind the Galicito.
I'm not especially concerned with the, you know, value of our cargo or what happens to it.
Our cargo right now are the ethics professors.
I was going to say that. What exactly did you have in the mind as far as something we could give them in which could be concealed this tracker?
That's the problem. Just have to pay them in cash. Oh, I hate that too.
Well, the problem with cash is that, cash there's is easy to check for trackers.
Yeah, especially when it's electronic transfer.
Right. Even if you have a physical trade good, you know, a specie type situation, a tracker sticks out like a sore thumb in a pile.
Hey, do we still have that mole you found?
Mole?
Yeah. The
one that you literally shot off into.
Or pillow. And no.
Oh, you mean the guy?
Stay.
I don't even literal that guy.
there was the tracker from the same planet as the guy that the portal's on that y'all duplicated many times over and then shot off on some of your scout probes into many different directions, a la Star Wars.
Did we keep one of those on board?
I'm sure we could make some more.
I mean, was the plan for us to not have one or just have one on us, but also have a bunch of dupes?
I think the plan was to have a bunch of dupes so we could eject them as needed to conceal where we've been. But in this case, we didn't need to.
Somebody roll luck.
Anybody feeling lucky tonight?
Oh, other people have luck as a thing.
I'll just roll a d10. I'm going to roll a d10, calling it evens. That is a 3.
Yeah, no. You in fact, do not have one of the moles. Because somebody rightly pointed out to you that leaving one of them on your ship defeated the purpose. Yes, Taylor. Do you walk in?
No. I thought I was the person who'd point that out.
Probably are.
If we're getting into a cocking situation, I've been in pretty good form recently. I feel as though we could potentially come up with a situation in which we get a tracker on board them. But are these the sorts of people you can talk to, Safe?
It depends on which version of the crew they've got on.
Yeah.
Blaze pipes up again. Gentle people. We have a mission.
Yeah.
As strange a mission as it is, getting the bunch of intellectual hooligans you all bartered off of Haven to Nigali C2 is the current objective. Roscoe, Kai, understand and empathize with your desire to go beat the piss out of basically everybody who has ever worked on that ship. Kai, yes, I'm including you.
I mean, you already take care of that, Kai, far too often. Anyway.
Yeah, no offense taken.
Stop beating yourself up, man. It's not good for you.
Inappropriate at this time to stop for commercial exchanges.
Yeah.
I am open to the possibility that it would be useful to attempt to hack their ship.
Where's Carrot?
Where's who? What?
Kurt.
Kurt.
He is our computer guy, I thought.
Is Kurt the computer guy?
I've heard originally. Along with computers.
Does have success in computers. That's
it's kind of a toss up between Kurt and Silent, I think.
It's mostly Kurt.
Kurt, I think, is the only one with the actual computer skill.
Yep. And got six dice in it.
With his language comprehension.
Yeah, six dice.
Wait, three knowledge, three skill. Does language comprehension work out here? It doesn't, does it?
Say again?
Oh, yeah, no, it works out here, doesn't
does
it?
No, let's find out if work it works out here. Out here.
The language. I thought we'd figured that out before one way or the other.
I don't think we tested it.
I'm pretty sure he's been understanding every language we've run into, no matter which side we're on. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Okay.
Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, it's super fucked with your brain.
Yeah.
Because
let's remember, it's an actual planet somewhere out here.
That's true.
The portal's just like a mini wormhole on a planet, which is just ridiculous. Anyway.
Did I finish testing whether or not my fire magic had changed outside the portal?
You hadn't.
You would have to do it on a planet, as we recall, because on a ship is a really bad idea.
Well, that is why I asked somebody to follow me with a fire extinguisher.
So, your choices are to yes and your way into a situation in which you maintain a close enough approach to this or other dread terrapins to attempt to crack their systems without being noticed and then run the fuck away before they notice in such a way that you can come back and do something about them later.
Yeah, because I think...
Or fuck off and finish your journey.
I mean, both, but I think we need enough information so that when we hit them, we're sure O'Hagan's on board and right. we can make sure he is exterminated.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, and we don't know that. So I think getting a tracking system in there somehow via hacking would be great. If you could do it safely, Kurt, go for it. If you can't, then let us try and plan some more when we're on the other side of the portal and have all the time in the world.
So I'm going to remind you, gently, that it has been the better part of 110 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's one more?
One more century?
Okay.
One more year. Yay.
It's a lot. We should get back.
I think we give Kurt a shot at this, though. I feel like we're going to have better unit cohesion if we've at least have some satisfaction that we've taken some...
Attempted something, yes.
Yeah. So let's go for it, I think. The low cost
the risk.
Attempt. Yeah.
So Blaze nods and goes, and go with the blessing of the library, and please don't get the ship blown up.
Agreed.
And he goes back to whatever the fuck he does when he's not, like, acting as the commander of this outfit.
I mean, obviously he's playing XCOM 2 again.
He shells.
I honestly picture Blaze doing almost anything else.
That's fair. Anyway.
Shelving is a meditative practice. I bet that's what he does.
That's fair. All right, so. What do we need to do to enact this? Maneuver closer? Look laggy so they get closer on their own? What?
Y'all tell me. This is your... Outside the portal is your problem.
Well, so we will inquire with Kurt what kind of response time he needs to do this safely. In other words, how close in light seconds we need to be.
Yeah. That's going to determine a
lot. Which sounds like a computer role to me.
Is it?
I'm going to defer to the person who actually knows how computers work in this setting.
It's a yes and system there, partner.
Confirming. Well, the thing is, with input delay and everything, the closer we can get, the better I will be able to do things faster. And it sounds like from what you want me to do? This is like a smash and grab job?
I think really just getting some line on there so we can reacquire it, just a back door or something.
Right, but again, with input delay over distance, the faster you make the hack, the less likely I will either get caught or they can counter hack.
Yeah. I don't know, it's not like you can hide in space.
So what's a yes and to that?
I mean, it seems to me that we either try to distract them to give them time, or we just go by pure, like, maneuvering capability, like positioning, you know, piloting stuff. Indeed. Do we want to talk to them or not?
I mean, the other thing is, if we're all heading towards a wormhole, we're all heading towards a wormhole, so it's natural to get closer.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all heading towards a wormhole?
We are they?
Can we just say
they must be?
I think we must say yes here. Yes, they are. So of course,
sooner or later, they've got to be headed toward a wormhole. Right. We could.
I mean, the same wormhole we're going to. That's why they're even vaguely near us at the moment. There's no other possible reason. They're not on an attack factor, correct?
No, they're just in the neighborhood, and space is
big.
Just really big.
Mm-hmm. Really, really big.
Distractingly huge.
Okay.
I mean, they've got to be near the wormhole. They either just came out of it or they're going back to it. Either way, we can pass them.
The point is, though, we should do something. We need some piloting skill here in order to maximize Kurt's access, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will take care of that. Let's see here.
So what's the plan?
Making it look as natural as possible. Everyone heading towards a wormhole. There's obviously traffic control on these things so that ships don't collide or, you know, merge when they're in wormhole space. Right. So, you know, we'll be ahead or behind them. It doesn't matter which. If they are going to the same wormhole and it appears they are for the current vectors, we'll just get maybe a little extra closer without making it look weird.
Okay.
Which sounds like a piloting check.
I think that's going to be our first roll of the night is roll that pilot.
I forgot to press S. But fortunately, I have a master die, so that's a pair of 10s.
As opposed to a pair of 3s.
Yep. Well, it's a pair of 10s and a pair of 3s.
That's a good way to start. I like that.
Is there any reason that a triple set would be better in this situation?
I don't think so. We have plenty of time. The time it takes to get to a wormhole is the time it takes to get to the wormhole.
It's true.
Yeah, you have to go through real space.
Yep. So weird.
Space is just discussed is just unsettlingly huge. All right. So you maneuver your way close in, and you get a targeting laser and a ranging laser, and a knock on your comms.
Oh, they're knocking on the comms. I'll answer.
Thank you.
Unknown ship. This is the Terrapin. You seem to be drifting into a similar course to ours. We just want to say hello and find out what your business is.
Presumably before off mic, we would have established whether we were willing to identify ourselves correctly to them.
I mean, your transponder's on.
Okay, so they know. We're not like trying to hide
ourselves. Yeah, we're a simple merchant vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hypatia is not like a known spy ship.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're the Hypatia. We're flying out of Unity.
Very good. Well.
I'm sorry for the... This is the position that... I recognize that we're a little bit out of normal alignment here, but the reason we're in this position is because, during our encounter with Unity, there was a bit of a mix-up when it had to do with the cargo we were trading, and there's been a little bit of incidental damage to our navigational capabilities. I don't know if you want me to say more. Have you had any
dealings with
Unity? Do you know?
They are a piece of work, that's for sure. Do you need assistance there, Hypatia?
I don't think so. We'll have a look. As far as I can tell, I think we're in the process of getting things sorted out here. I'll absolutely call you back and let you know if we do need assistance. Right, I appreciate the offer a lot.
Lie. Because that was that's what that was.
All right, Master Dice, that's 10. Double tens, double nines, double sixes.
The master die you can set whenever. If it's an expert die, you have to set it to 10.
Whatever it is. Yeah, expert die.
That's going to be a pair of fours.
Well, there we go.
Oh, shit, that's a good idea. Good idea, Kai. I like where your head's at, but I think there's too much downside to that.
let these other cops deal with these assholes approach.
Kai has messaged Silent on the on-ship comm so that he isn't accidentally caught on mic. Nope. On their mic, on our comms, saying we could just ask for their help leading us back to the planet where the Nagali portal is, and then we can say, hey, we found the pirates!
I was worried you were going to let them come over so we could, either kill everybody who showed up on our ship if they were trying to board us under guise of coming over to help us, or slap a tracker on one of them.
Works too.
You mean keeping the pie with trackers in it?
Well, they're being distracting. Can I do Z hacking?
Yes, this would be the time to do Z hacking. Hacks a planet.
Three by eight, 2x6, 2x8.
Holy, that's an amazing roll. Good lord, man. Where's the seventh dice come from?
Oh, fuck. Mistyped, so I guess that's 2x8, 2x6, 2x3.
Still pretty good.
Yeah. Still really good.
I mean, you could always have had somebody
fucking really?
You.
Nine high. Nicely done, GM.
Well,
I see that they had one of their party nights last night.
Yeah, Dice Golem is
wants out this to happen. For
the GM's blood. Yeah. All right. So they're just kind of drifting along. Comes back on the comms. So, Hypatia, about the trouble you had with Haven, it wouldn't happen to have led to you having any cargo you'd like to discuss transferring, wouldn't it? For a reasonable price, of course. We're just interested to know if there might be a possibility of a good deal.
I would, in normal circumstances, I would be 100% on top of that, but we're off mic. We're saying no to this, right?
Yeah.
We don't have anything strange. We just got guys.
Well, I mean, our cargo is literally dissidents, and how do you even explain that? So, no. Yeah.
Under normal circumstances, yes, but we'd be totally up for it. But the problem is, like I said, with our mechanical thing, we honestly don't want to get so close to you that we could exchange cargo, because that would kind of increase risk if something goes worse wrong with our steer. You can understand we don't want to crash into you or anything.
No, so we far, appreciate that.
Pretty good distance.
Off camera, Kurt gives a thumbs up.
That was the first roll. You need two more.
Oh, lovely. I'm in.
Oh my god.
Nice.
So planet is hacking.
I'm once again rolled three sets.
Wow.
2x8, 2x5, 2x1.
Nice.
Adam, why are you an avant-garde German artist from, I don't even know what decade that is.
It doesn't really matter.
I think it's the 80s and the Uh-oh. Movie Hackers.
So they did better than you this time.
Uh-huh.
But I still have my 2x1.
That's true.
Yeah, so in defending the 9s gobble your 8s, the 7s gobble your 5s.
And the 2x1 sails on through.
And the 2x1, so let's say that you need that you've got a little security alert happening over there, but that you did succeed and you need one more success. Silent, this would be a good time to lie more.
Sure. Yes.
So he's still on the comm, just making conversation.
Okay. I'm gonna look at Kurt. Off mic real quick. Kurt, how's it looking over there?
I've breached, but I'm not all the way in yet, and they might be starting to notice. I need a little more time.
So would it be bad if I drew attention to the security alert? Do you think it might go under?
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, cool. Although I'll take another play attack then. Terrapin.
That's a patient?
You're receiving cargo. You're like in the market for buying cargo for people right now. Right.
Well, we've got some spare cargo space. We're headed into the next region over. We thought we might see if there was anything interesting y'all were selling. That's great. If it was at a discount.
Okay, so the thing is, I would like to put you in touch with, I'm sorry that we can't make a deal with you, but I'd like to put you in touch with one of our associates who should be in the next sector. So that they would be ready to probably trade with you. They've been doing really good bang up business recently. So I'm guessing their holds would be full of just great stuff that they'd be willing to sell to you.
Who do you have in mind there, Hypatia?
I'm gonna make up something. We're gonna go. It's called the Billy Goat Gruff.
You need to lie real fucking good. I want to say you need at least a 5 height success here.
Is it okay. Billy Goat Gruff 1, Billy Goat Gruff 2, or Billy Goat Gruff 3?
Well, it's just not Billy Goat Gruff us. That's the
question.
9d10s.
And he does get a roll against this.
Expert 10 set. Well, I got 2 10s and 3 9s, so it's pretty good.
He did get a pair of 7s.
Good for him.
He feels like he can believe you, having done a good analysis about you.
That is a very respectable defense role in any other situation.
But there's one thing that's going to get a pirate start taking notes is when you start telling him about a potentially great target that he might be able to hit the next system of.
It feels like, even though I've only got 1 XP, this might be a good time to use it to make it a little bit bigger pool.
Do you?
Or should I save it in the event that we need it 1x1?
Save it for the event that you'd get no successes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like that. Oh, wait, that was someone else.
2x5 at least.
Yep, and he got nothing.
Yeah, hasn't rolled yet.
Oh, that was a different roll. Okay.
Just nothing. Narrate for me, Greg, what does Kurt Howling Echo leave in their system?
Okay, so they need a tracker, right?
Yeah.
Of course there is. So this is Kurt. So, of course, much like Porygon are the digital Pokemon, there has to be some form of digital Gene Pal.
I hate it.
I know you do, which is why I love it. So since Porygon is supposed to be polygons, let's just go Sprite.
Okay.
Just a friendly little GIF. It seems to just be an image on their file or on their hard drive, but is actually a sentient program that has the capacity to radio out and radio back, send messages over encrypted. Yeah, we'll go Sprite with Y guy.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that you're copying a living animal.
Oh, no, I'm not copying it. It is a bespoke sprite.
Ah. Okay. Sure. That's no less fucked up than anything else you've done, so I'll take
it. You know, it's my destiny.
Oh, it is still early.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you leave your sprite on the terrapin, or this terrapin. Is there any information that you wanted to try and take out of this terrapin?
I will try to take anything and everything I can.
All right. Give me one last knowledge. This is not going to be a knowledge computers check. This is a knowledge tactics or a knowledge lore check. Trying to decide what information you can get back across the connection before it breaks.
I'll do tactics.
All right.
To know what is most valuable to look for. Come on, Discolum, be my friend.
Oh, no, Kai. This is. Kirk has to know this.
Expert set to 10. 2x10, 2x8.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, that's. Yeah, you get. With two successes, you can get one piece of data off. So just tell me what it is and then notate it.
What's the name of the guy you two are looking for?
Yoshio Hangen.
Drop that again in chat so I can remember.
Yeah.
I need
to clip it from somewhere. Hang on.
I basically do a keyword search for O'Hannigan. Harvest anything and everything involving it.
It's a query. Okay. So you get that, and it gives you an amount of data. You get that. And Silent, you hear over the comp. Well, good sailing there, Hypatia. We're going to take our leave and go ahead and drop into our next portal. So have a good flight, and we'll look up your Billy Goat Gruff friend when we get to the next
section. Appreciate it, and thank you for asking about our engine situation. Appreciate the courtesy there.
No worries.
I hope we see you later in the future.
Well, don't worry. We'll be on the lookout.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Who on the ship defends your computers?
Also me?
Blaze?
Blaze. I'm gonna say it was Blaze.
Seems to make sense to me.
And I'm gonna say that he has just a ridiculous number of dice in this.
Yes, he does. Oh,
I could do it. And not because he's particularly great at computers, but he has knowledge 5.
Yeah. Wow. Yep, that'll do it. Probably.
Yeah.
We hope.
Yeah. Well, let's see how that rolls against their hacker, who was trying to figure out who the fuck you people were.
Ooh. Oh.
3x5 stands.
3x5.
Yeah, the 3x5 goes off first. And breaks up the 10s. And he doesn't have anything else, and he's still got those 8s. So, as far as the Terrapin is concerned, you all are the Hypatia, a small-time, somewhat under-the-weather merchant crew. Who need to make a score because your ship's falling apart and you're too proud to admit it.
Yep.
Yep. That's us.
That is who.
That's also our fake info packet that's easy to skip off our secure quote-unquote server.
You mean the thing that he basically shoved in the hacker's face and goes, here, read this, asshole.
Yes, basically. The readme file that, yeah.
Okay. So good thing you have a blaze. Someone note that he has just a fuck ton of dice, and no, thank you, you can't hack this. Jared, as Kai is seeing the terrapin jump into its next wormhole, how's he doing?
Kai has been just grinding his teeth and gripping the side of his chair to keep from saying or doing anything. There is a reason that Silent is the de facto comms officer, because he's very good under pressure.
Once they are fully out of the system, I'll go up to Kai, put a hand on his shoulder. It's like, we will get them, and they will never see it coming. This is the way.
This is the way.
At some point, I think I should wander in and see the grinding teeth and the knuckles and just sort of drag you off to your therapist.
Actually, I was about to say, it's time to garden, Captain.
That works.
Therapy plants.
I have
plants.
Some info. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Got a beer's and harvest on O'Hanagan.
What do we got? Mm.
Might take some time to sift through, but...
I imagine there's not actually that much if it's specifically about him.
He'd be surprised.
Whatever you can find, it's worth it. We've got plenty. Well, not plenty. I'll make our trip as quick as I can, but...
I think we also have recorded, or at least Roscoe has recorded all the, specifications that he could get off of just, visual sighting, etc., radar pings, for the silhouette, the running speed, the engine output, anything that could be a signature physically of the ship. So it can be compared against other Terrapin sightings.
Roscoe, do me a favor and roll me engineering.
I thought you were going to say that.
What do I have?
Triple eight.
It's a lot of eights. You noticed something as they were jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Their drive signature started to shift in a way that didn't have anything to do with jumping. It had everything to do with insert technobabble here about their drive signature changing, like if you were running a stealth ship.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the stealth as much as you can in open space, but yeah.
Well, if you can't actually stealth yourself in space, what you do is
you make your signal as small as possible.
You make your signal really small. And you change it a lot.
Yep.
You spoof
shit.
Yep.
So they're spoofing their drive signature, which is
interesting.
Interesting. And
it implies they're going hunting on the other side.
Maybe.
Now the wormholes don't always. It's not a one to one connection. We're just going through it. We end up in the where we're going, right?
You take the course that you take. The place where people go into wormholes is a matter of convenience, relevant to how gravity wells work, and less about where you're going.
That is what I remembered. Cool.
Sometimes you take a wormhole that's pointing the opposite direction of the way you think you need to go, and it still gets you there, and it creeps everybody out.
Yep, because space-time is weird that way, and we're not in the wormhole.
Just don't think about it too hard.
No, you really shouldn't. So yeah, we can talk off mic about what Craig found at a later time. In the meantime, y'all are still in the Haven system.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Let's get on the hump, as they say.
Yep. All right, do we need another piloting role to get back to port safely?
You do, but Kai also needs to do his thing.
Sing.
Yeah, that's a good point. I need to sing about the safety.
And remember, your intentions matter. So think about the safety. Think about Temma's kid being over there, and we got to get back.
Brew comes first.
Comes first.
You could add that die if you'd like.
I will indeed add that die. That makes me an 8 pool instead of a 7 pool. That makes me happy. And a pair of 9s will get the job done. Everything else is just convenient.
Just gravy.
Yeah, backup.
So, it was a couple days out. You managed to make it back in about 36 hours of flying. And Kai, what is another benefit that you got by having that pile of successes?
Ooh. Let's see, another benefit from the singing to the wormhole that we get out of this pile of successes. Wormhole exits aren't fixed, are they?
No.
Hey, Art! Through a trick of space-time and, you know, technobabble, they tend to be within a million clicks or so of the same region of space. So
I'm going to say that because of the bonus pair of 8s and or triple 5s, I'm especially thinking of those triple 5s there because that implies speed. Even though there's a general clustered area that, you know, there's no fixed exit points, but there are generalized points that are more common. And the generalized common exit point that you would predict someone would come out at is a little farther away from our target planet than we would prefer. And on this unusually lucky occasion, we actually get spat out much closer to where we want to be.
Because a lot of the planets are on the other side of their star at the moment.
Sure. That seems technobabbly enough.
Yeah. Gravity distributions.
Yeah, it's sort of a probabilistic exit rather than a definite pathway.
It's almost certainly the same universe we left.
Don't think about it.
Think about it. It's not really relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tama.
Yes?
What have you been cooking for this band of, shall we say, intellectual misfits?
What's the cuisine like on Haven? The cuisine on Haven's going to be bland because
they have to add sauces. Sauces are the hats of cuisine.
Yeah, so,
and it's cuisine by committee.
Yes, cuisine by committee is bland.
Oh God, that's the worst.
No wonder they're angry and evil.
So, I can't overdo it because their palate is not wide right now, but I'm going to expand it a teeny amount. There's going to be pepper.
You should focus on things that'll be available in Nagali C2, which is not a lot.
It's true. That's
an interesting point.
I am going to mimic flavors from Nagali C2. And I have been working on a stew because that's easy to scale up to a lot of people.
Okay.
Also, that seems like cuisine that Nagali C2 is going to have available for a while.
Hmm. Who's one of these intellectual misfits y'all are carting around?
You want me to come up with a name?
I do.
Jane. You ask for a name off the top of my head, you're getting boring, bland English names.
Jane.
It's okay, we can have a weird spelling.
Well, boring and bland fits Unity.
Smith.
Oh, God. So,
there was a Doctor Who companion named Jane Smith. She's awesome.
Sarah Jane.
So, Jane Smith is in the galley.
Mm-hmm.
Having an aggressive conversation with a gent who looks very tired.
Is he one of the crew or one of the Haven people?
Everyone's in the ship's jumpsuits because, you know, you got to be able to fit in what's available.
Yes, but
especially if you need to get into a vac suit. And you recognize him. He is a member of the crew.
Okay.
And he looks really tired. Just like he's been having this conversation for a long time.
And I listen for 30 seconds while I'm cooking in order to get an idea of where to jump in or how to jump in.
Sure. As you're listening, you realize that Jane has been hammering the same point about ontological destiny into this poor kid's head.
Ontological destiny.
Yes.
Can you define that for me?
Sure. What's the most bullshit thing I can say? Actually, you know what? Jared, you took philosophy.
Yeah.
What's the most bullshit thing you can say to define ontological destiny?
I spent a lot more time working with deontology, but that is an unfortunate coincidence right now. Christ, ontological destiny.
Yeah, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, ontology is all about existence. A state of a thing being. So, when you're talking about ontological destiny, it's not quite in the same vein as, like, evolutionary Darwinism, but it does probably sound a little similar to the uninitiated, because you'd be talking about, like, the natural endpoint of the existence of things.
And as you listen in, she comes up to crescendo, and what you have to understand is,
fuck destiny.
Wait, what?
Fuck destiny.
No, you don't understand. Everything has a telos. Every single thing in the universe is evolving towards perfection.
Bull fucking shit.
And she takes one look at you and goes, what do you know about it?
I got beaten into my head by people chasing perfection my entire childhood. I am the pinnacle of their idea of a specific idea of perfection. And my response to them was, fuck you with a durian.
That seems rude. They did a lot for you.
Okay. It's time to sit down and discuss your definition of child abuse.
Oh. Oh, no.
That sounds like seed, honestly.
Sit down.
And then they
now.
Had, and then they had soup.
I, having come back up from aggressively pruning the garden, hears that last line, cracks open a beer, spins a chair around backwards, sits down out in it, and goes, oh, I'm going to enjoy watching this.
Okay, so, Tama.
Yes?
Carry I on. Need you to roll charm fight.
Well, that's better set of dice than I am likely to have otherwise. Do my expert and...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Charm or knowledge?
No, this is charm.
Are you sure?
She's talking. Not knowing.
This is fair.
This is disgusting. How I can be the best I can be.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
Give me 5 dice instead of 4. This is ridiculous.
I just want to see if you lose.
Can I have my...
Yes!
Thank you.
It's dumb, but I gave you something dumb to craving? Respond to.
Okay, yeah, that probably works with my craving better than my duty. Cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's a...
What the heck?
You can use that die. What's wrong?
It threw a... I probably didn't tell it what type of dice. Trip 3s.
I see trip twos.
Twos.
Yeah, sorry, trip twos. Twos.
So Jane Smith.
Uh-huh.
Comes away from this conversation.
Uh-huh.
Somewhat sorry to have brought up the topic.
Uh-huh.
Not entirely convinced that you are as dangerous as you seem to be. And that's absolutely convinced of the truth that you're fucking Kai.
Well, obviously.
And knows those three facts. And not a lot else. Since you basically spent the entire time browbeating her into accepting that the wolves, is that what they were called?
Whatever Finnish nonsense.
Yeah. That the Pseudoterra were in fact a child abuse cult.
Yes.
And that she needed to deeply reevaluate her moral precepts in light of the fact that pursuing ontological destiny as she had already defined it would lead to more cultists.
Good. I have succeeded then.
She's not convinced, but she's too terrified of you to press the issue.
I think I still win.
Yes, you succeeded. Take the dub, I think.
Take
the W.
Yes, I'm happy.
We take those.
Yeah. Kai, was there anything else you'd like to add before Jane Smith walks away?
I'm not sure what I just saw, but it was amazing.
After Jane Smith walks away, I'm turning off the burner, putting the food out where people can find it, and grabbing Kai by the shirt. Come on, I'm pissed.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Aren't you glad you didn't try to fight the Terrafin earlier? It's been a good day.
It has, oddly enough.
Wow, everybody's arguing. Kai's getting laid. I mean, this is a good day.
Good for you.
Ah, Kurt. Dear Kurt.
Uh-oh.
I regret to inform you that there are between 30 and 40 feral intellectuals on board.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a problem.
Is it a problem?
I mean, it is right now.
Problems are really just opportunities.
Okay.
So, on your return journey to the Nigali C-type portal, whom do you meet that everyone goes, oh, no, Kurt, no, baby, don't do that.
Oh, let's find out.
It is not Satoshi. Satoshi is canonically still on Haven.
Still on Haven, my attorneys are working out a deal. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Earth above us.
Chloe.
Chloe.
Apparently.
Their name is Chloe. They don't have another one. And they are the most ragged, the most feral shit poster you have ever met. This being is pure gremlin energy and is the kind of person that centuries before this would have been Cheeto dusted Mountain Dewing some 8chan forum for the lols.
Oh no.
What, Kurt, is their worst opinion?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Their hottest hot take?
I didn't. No. That's next. What is their worst actual opinion?
Oh, okay. Their worst actual opinion. Oh, God. And it's still going to be somebody Kurt's want to fuck. Okay.
Remember, you can always go with, I can change them.
Look, I've been playing on the. I've been playing Street Fighter VI. Everybody wants to fix Aki, and even I can realize Aki is unfixable.
Look, canonically, Anakin Padme have held up as romantic.
I know, and I know how much that angers you.
Oh, it's creepy as hell.
Let's go back to Nagali CT. Let's go back to the palettes. What's something? Has some very regressive opinions on the desirability of non-humanoid species, which is part of the reason why they're trying to be interested in me.
Because it's a monster fucker? Bug.
Yeah, it's a monster fucker. But not like... But yeah, like...
For like an angry one.
An angry for bad reasons. Monster fucker, yes.
Thanks, I hate it.
I think you asked for it.
What you ask us, Adam.
No. I appreciate it. I asked for sanity damage and you gave it to me.
You're welcome. Okay.
So y'all are, yeah, y'all are in bed, and Chloe is expounding on how important it is to them to really understand how it is that those people are able to have such great sex. And it's just been such a great opportunity to be with you, and they really appreciate it. And they've been going on like this for like 10 minutes. And finally they look at you and say really sweetly, you're just so much better than the rest of them.
That hits a lot of buttons for Kurt between... realizing that's very gross, and also the deep-seated, you are rejected because you are not perfect. And that might also be some personal things. Okay. I think we're done here. So, that was good. Why don't you get out of my room?
So Chloe's a little bit confused and goes, I'm sorry, is it something I said?
It was, yes.
Oh. I saw it the first time.
Wow.
And they put on their clothes and they go, I'll be seeing you. And just goblin energy their way out of your quarters.
I needed it. Stalks off to his private shower.
So Kurt, you have a realization in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
That feral gremlin ship hosting little racist piece of ass is going to be the intellectual forebears of the future of the Galaxy 2.
He's not necessarily going to go that far, but he is
going... For
those
keeping score at home, Dan has just quietly posted in chat, Spacer, go right ahead. It's fine.
He will do some angry... Jesus Christ, Silas. He will do some angry nude computing to figure out what happened in his algorithm that made them pass it.
I think your comm assistant pops back on and goes, and actually, like, genuinely looks you in the face, the light in your hand comm in your terminal, and goes, Kurt, we all know that that's not the problem.
I'm sorry, Sprite Epsilon. What do you mean?
And Sprite sort of looks at you and goes, none of them are good for you. You have to stop doing this. It's about that time that you realize that the Sprite was making the normal deet-doot noises.
Mm-hmm.
And you had never understood it before.
Oh no.
So yeah, that's new.
Well, I know nobody's like Gordy or Juliet Epsilon, but is anybody gonna be like them?
You're more likely to find out if you stop doing that.
Fair enough.
That got dark.
Yeah, it sure did.
You all come up to the traffic control for your small plot of land.
Or at least what we thought of as our small plot of land when we left, thinking everything was fine.
Well, it was 7.5 days ago, so...
Oh my god.
Literally a week has passed.
Oh no. So long.
And you hear from traffic control. Hi, Pesha, this is traffic control. We have you coming in on a landing vector close to... the marsh. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Should be good, right?
Oh, let me double check my records here. Yeah, that landing vector makes sense. You have a few messages, Mr. Reading, regarding the ownership of that land. I'm going to let you sort through those, because those aren't any of my business. You are cleared for your landing approach.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Roscoe, give me a pilot roll. Pilot the ship!
Piloting the ship. That would be a pair of 10s, trip 8s.
Nice.
Yeah, no, you land the ship fine until it, you know, starts to lean list a little.
On that damn leg.
On the damn leg, which is not broken again. It's funny when you crit fail.
I didn't. Oh, you mean previously.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not going away. You're going to have to actually put it into a yard to fix that.
All right, well, we're going to print 10 of those out so that they're ready to go.
Still takes a few hours to fix it every time.
It's better than not at all.
That's fair. Silent, the messages waiting for you are addressed one to Kurt and one to you. Your patron / ally has sent you... Well, it can only be described as a strongly worded, you want me to buy what? Kurt, your letter is a even more strongly worded version of, you want me to do what?
Yes, I want you to buy out Satoshi Cockrum's contract.
So, basically, the team of not Pharaoh, they're not Pharaoh lawyers. The smallish team of lawyers, paralegals, and aggressive accountants that you employ to manage your not insubstantial fortune is concerned that you want to spend down the principal as much as you are requesting.
Why would that be?
Because if you buy out the contract, it's going to wipe out something like half of your fortune. Haven does know what they have.
How did he have that much debt on him?
Creative accounting.
Because they ran it up in order to keep him enslaved.
I was going to say, it's not so much literally his debt slavery. As it is his, like... Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Right. How much would I at least need to spend to be able to get him off planet?
Have to spend out. The answer is Haven doesn't want to get rid of him because he brings in an absolute fuck ton of credit. And thus, to get him off planet, you have to hand them a giant pile of credits. So, you think about that. Silent, what are you sending back to your patron?
So, the things that she sent me, do they indicate that she maybe didn't get one or two of my missives? Because I try to detail exactly everything we needed in there. Maybe I was insufficiently clear.
I'm going to say that you realize, well... You have skills. Let me look at your skills. Do me a favor and roll me sense empathy.
Sense empathy. I just bought some points in that. Seven dice. Triple eights and a couple of fours.
Are an extremely empathetic person, even though you're creepy as hell.
It helps.
his effect on people.
You realize that you need to talk about this through the chain of command, and that part of what she is addressing to you is this wasn't your ask to make. Because you want to use actual official resources. So you have to use actual official chains of command.
Well, then I better go talk to our guy down in the library.
Yes.
Our handler.
That is what he is, yes. Also known as the commander of this spy outfit.
Right.
He's a light touch. Well, he's a light touch, but technically in command here.
I will consider myself duly corrected and go down there to talk to him in short order.
Yeah. So you find Blaze shelving.
Blaze.
Yes.
I have something that apparently I should have been running through you chain of command wise. I am correcting that right now.
What do you need?
So, I had been trying to arrange a little back channel deal to sort out the, security for the portal location by getting someone high up in the, I'm sure you're aware of my relationship with, Vice Director Conroy.
Yes.
I was requesting that she would pull some strings to purchase the or get purchase processes going on the Nagali C2 site, the portal site. And she has directed me to proceed through official channels.
Ah. Had you determined the level of resources necessary to expedite the purchase?
I had, I've only started to be in contact with her since we left the portal recently. So, I was kind of hoping that the library could kind of figure that out in the meantime. And it looks like that hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So,
I mean,
strictly speaking, in these sorts of circumstances, you would need to submit a full-on requisition.
Right.
If I understand you correctly, you're less interested in purchasing the land than in creating a bureaucratic smokescreen that makes it look like we want to purchase the land.
That's why you're in charge, Blaze, because you figure these things out immediately. You're right on top of it.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. I am not going to try and go into the portal with you all. It seems like I can do more good out here.
I think you're probably right. I appreciate that.
I will work to get the process started. But next time y'all come out of there, I would expect that we will need a better story than whatever we've been working out of so far. Pursuit of the pirates bit is probably running thin.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I was hoping we could get into this purchasing angle going. But apparently we're a bit behind on where I was hoping we'd be on that at this point. So speed is of the emphasis as far as I'm concerned for setting that up. Obviously, from our perspective, when we're inside the portal, time going by out here will not be relevant. As I'm sure you noticed last time, we basically, from the perspective out here, will just be dipping in and coming right back out. So the time you'll have to sort of set things in motion might be pretty brief.
Understood. As I said, I will do my very best. But as I'm sure you know, even with the Vice Chancellor's assistance, this is going to take more than a few days. So we may need to come up with another alternative to enable the smokescreen to come together during your next requisitioning activity, we'll say.
Yeah, we're going to have plenty of time to plot and scheme while we're in there. But as far as communicating back out, that's really tough. So if we come up with something with a good plan while we're inside the portal, you just need to be really ready to execute on it immediately.
Understood. I appreciate you bringing this to me. This is the sort of thing that needs to go through formal requisition. I'll get the process started, and hopefully by the time you all come out, I will have at least gotten it sent.
Thank you. And please convey to in your reports my apologies for the mistake of trying to work in a way that was not in keeping with the library's normal systems.
And under ordinary circumstances, you wouldn't have made the requisition back channel or not. It's only strange because it's out of character.
Well, I understand.
We'll get it sorted out.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Blaze. And like I said, this is an error that I take responsibility for.
That's why we keep you around. Okay, so I need you to do something strange. I need you to do charm lore? Maybe just knowledge lore. To actually put in the requisition.
Okay.
You need to roll dice to bureaucracy. Sure. I think that's knowledge.
Sounds good. Knowledge lore. I have 6 dice in. fives.
Yeah, that'll do. I had it in my head set at 3s or 4s, so 5s will definitely do.
Yeah.
Cool. So you in fact fill out them forms real good. And I'd like to conclude tonight with whatever the fuck it is that Kai is going to say to your band of intellectual miscreants, to convince them that they need to go into that cave over there, into a portal from whence they will not be returning.
Might return if they're really efficient at doing their job.
No.
No, they really won't.
Because if those guys find out you could leave, it would be bad.
Yeah, okay, that's a decent point. That both
so far, we're the only ones that are able to leave.
Yeah, all right, that's...
Either that or when you get old enough, you fake your death and sneak out then.
Well, I think that's a very viable possibility.
Anyway, but wouldn't we have been briefing them on this for a while so we could get their proposals and really weed out any of the worst?
It's true. We should have been doing that, and I would...
While Silent and I are on the phone, that. You three can be doing that.
But I think that this role represents the culmination of those efforts.
No. Before you... Actually, you're right. You need to roll first, and then you need to narrate whatever the fuck it is that you roll.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, with the 7 die pool for inspiration, hopefully this will go well.
You think?
We hope.
Triple 9s.
Very nice.
There we are.
So, what the fuck do you say to these people that inspires them to charge into the cave?
I would suggest it has to be slightly incoherent so that they all have a different opinion on what it meant.
Oh, God, do not pull a Donald Trump.
No. Slightly incoherent, not wrong and evil.
Yes, I promise I will not send them shrieking, build that wall through the portal.
Thank you.
Because building a wall would be very unproductive to establishing a new civilization.
That's right. The wall goes outside the portal with the spears facing in.
So we already gave them a taste of what's to come. We already explained to them through a slightly hazy filter that there was an opportunity out there for them to help an up-and-coming civilization avoid the mistakes of the hellscape that imprisoned them on Haven.
There you go, yeah.
Which seems to me like a pretty strong place to start. Reminding them of why they're doing this, of the mission they have, of their passion for...
Reasoned thought.
Reasoned thought and their
ethical action
to having a civilization not reach the corporate kleptocracy that they've now escaped with our help.
Yes.
And that, unlikely as it may seem, through a small cavern on this out-of-the-way little burg of a planet, there is just such an opportunity to correspond with, to live amongst new, fresh minds, eager for opportunities to expand their worldview, because they've never lived in a pluralistic society like this before, and these people are the best of what we found, of the best.
The best available.
The best available. to help them understand how to come from nothing and build something together.
Yeah. That sounds right. So,
and we thank them for their willingness to dedicate the rest of their lives to getting it right.
Do you whisper, like rush whisper that last part?
Yep. That is said in such a way that if anybody asks me, I can tell them that I told them, but not in such a way that it will draw attention.
Hey, I'm so excited. Oh, this is gonna be good. Okay. So, are y'all ready to go back in?
I think we are.
After I finish up my phone call, yeah.
And this time, Prosco has spent the last few weeks of last few days of transit gathering together techno gadgets, assorted and varied.
I'm making sure I have my survival pack this time.
That's also good. That. assorted tools, assorted. You know, what you might need, and we've discussed some of the things like mini satellite launchers and so forth. Well, those might not be quite ready yet.
I mean, it's only been about 130 years since we were last there.
Hey, these guys had a week on board to deal with this. I don't know what's taking them so long.
The answer is no, they haven't manufactured your space lift capacity that you can take through a fucking cave.
Well, why not?
I mean, we just need CubeSats up. Just something to get comms up.
And getting things into geostationary orbit is hard.
It's not eclipse.
It's the future. It's fine.
It's fine.
There's no infrastructure. It's not easy.
We don't need to always launch. We just need someone where there. It's fine. All right. Sure. Anyway, weather balloons with radio antennas then.
Okay. So y'all gonna go through?
Yeah.
We are bringing.
Wait, hold on, Tima.
Yes.
Test your fire magic out real quick out here before we go.
Oh yeah, good point.
Okay.
Really, you're gonna let them probe you into doing that?
Why do you everybody need grab me to test fire my fire extinguisher? Magic? Why do you need me to test this?
Didn't you want? I thought you wanted to test it.
I did. It was your idea, wasn't it? It pulled at the normal amount.
Out here?
On the ship.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get a data point just real close to the portal, but on the outside of it? It's your magic. I'll let you decide. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push you. I thought we still needed some data here.
It's good data science. Point of
what?
Let's get a data point. I'm going to
roll sorcery.
Pull at my lowest amount and see if stronger. Create some crazy shit. Where is my sorcery?
It's under knowledge.
Right, knowledge. There it is. We.
For all those five dice.
10 high.
Mm.
So, works just the same as normal.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad.
With one important caveat.
Yeah.
It feels like a weird tuning fork style resonance.
With the portal?
Yeah! Like, you feel like if you thought about it for a while, you'd have a better understanding of how the portal actually works.
I let them know about the tuning fork resonance thing.
Interesting.
But not the rest, I presume, because that would be smarter.
But not the rest of it.
Yeah.
If you fuck with it too much, is it going to close?
being harmonics be like that?
Yeah.
Oh wait, it should be six. Sorry. I'm gonna roll to see whether I notice that she's not telling us everything. Looks like no. Well, twos.
I think we would rather harmonics not be like that.
Yeah. Do you want to actually try and lie to Silent?
No, I'm focusing on what I'm telling him. I mean, if you want to make me roll for lies of omission.
Silent observes that you are not telling the whole truth.
Gotcha.
Would this be sense empathy?
It is in fact sense empathy.
Two by ten, two by one, so also yes.
You can tell that with the 2x10, you can tell that Tama is uncomfortable at how well that worked, and not telling the whole truth.
Whereas Roscoe got double sevens and saying absolutely nothing and understands why she would want to hide some of this from these guys.
I mean, that's also why Kurt is not saying anything.
It's but weird. It's like you're a bunch of spies, and you're like, oh, somebody's keeping a secret. I should shut the fuck up.
Noted.
Yep. Yes, I mean.
So, yeah. So, Kurt is going to spend just a fuck ton of money. So, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to reduce your wealth to 2.
Okay. This is tapping my duty.
Yeah. And you have a new problem, which is the eternal gratitude of Satoshi.
Oh, no.
And rebuild
problem.
I guess we'll find out. Also rebuilding my wealth.
That's not a problem. Satoshi's eternal gratitude is.
We'll find out now.
Well, assuming that he continues producing the show for you, that should get the wealth back there right quick, I would think.
Ah!
Actually, no. Kurt did not buy Satoshi.
Kurt bought out
Satoshi's debt.
Yes.
Yes, fair.
Satoshi has no... I'm not even sure Satoshi knows it was you.
He might have an idea, considering I personally interviewed him on Haven, like, the day before his debt was erased.
Okay. So, that's why he knows it was you. And he's gonna come looking for you, because that was a lot of money that no one was willing to spend on him. Yeah, and he'd like to find out why the fuck you did that.
We'll find out when I get out of the portal then, I guess.
Yes, you will. All right. Does anyone want to do anything else before I reveal to you new horrors beyond human comprehension?
I think I've done enough damage here.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I crack out some body armor from stores, so we have that with this time, because, you know, Tema, the only one having armor is not awesome. I mean, it's awesome she has it, but I was feeling kind of exposed to those ankle biters.
Fair.
I mean, obviously, besides my survival pack, I have my stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah. Clearly. All right. So, loaded for bear with a crowd of the least prepared humans you have ever met going into a dangerous situation.
I really think
we need to scout it before they go in.
No, they need to join as fast as they can so that we all end up in roughly the same
place
space at the same time so that they don't go wandering off without us.
All right,
we need some hang around in the cave for a while.
Yeah, we need some crew in that entry area or wherever with them.
Oh.
I mean, we're all going in at the same time.
Right.
Are you going first, or are you coming in after?
Oh, we need to go first.
Very good. So,
in fact, we need to go in stealthy, so maybe Silent and I should step through a second or two before everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably good. Yeah, we kind of did that last time, but we wasted much time first.
Yep.
Yes,
well, I mean, we're just going to look at the immediate situation, and then if we don't walk right back out within 5 seconds of their time, then, you know, we're good.
Hold on. How long is 5 seconds?
Oh, that's a good point. How long is that?
It's a couple hours is what it is.
Ugh.
A lot can happen in a couple hours, kids.
All right.
No, we all go together. You can't get information back to us. The risk to you.
Well, technically, you could lob a cell phone back through. Or, you know, hand computer.
That doesn't help. Then we have to read.
Fair.
Which also takes seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
And no, every second.
We go through together.
Two and a half hours.
Nope. No, I was convinced of this last time. We all go through together.
Cool.
Yep. Same.
We get as many of the philosophers through at the same time as possible. The crew is doing flight traffic direction.
Go, and
the crew
go,
is under
go,
instructions go. To not let any of them leave this area once they've seen the portal.
Ah.
No. Take backsies.
So, the five of you step through the portal. It's the weird water crawling sensation all over again.
You the theme music for this week's show.
Same one, same water crawling sensation as the last time I did this?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Okay. Oh no, you should roll sorcery.
Oh god.
Give me a moment.
Well, Kayma does that, because it will not actually impact what you see. You come across into the the back of a big space.
It really hates me right now.
Mm. That's good.
Oh, good.
It's just a really, they took the cave that was here and hollowed it out until they were able to, build a building around it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a statue of Tama. With one hand pointing towards the Galaxy 2 with a ball of something above it. And another hand reaching back to the portal. And the walls on one side, to the left as you have come in, are covered in books. Just thousands of books.
And printed the walls, or handwritten?
Printed.
Wow.
Neat.
The ones to the right, or what's on the right, is a wall full of dedications. Like somebody would come in, write on a piece of paper, and stick it to the wall with the provided adhesive. And so the wall gently flutters in the wind, a breathy, snaky sound of, you know, paper crinkling and rubbing together. And it goes on for about 20 meters.
Wow.
The bookshelves on the left, the dedications on the right. And at the far end of this big room is just a big honking pair of brass doors.
Hmm. That's amazing.
Closed.
Can I read one of the dedications on the right?
You can try.
Kurt, I can.
Kurt cannot.
Oh.
Kurt, it's spoken language, isn't it?
True. True. Yep.
Oh, that's right.
So knowledge, language, Nagali?
Uh-huh.
This is not going to go well, guys. I have not rolled
It'll
well
be fine.
Time. Could I at least try knowledge, language?
Nine high. Can I try and sound it out loud and see if it
do we even know their alphabet?
Understands?
You do know their alphabet.
Well, that's good.
Well, Tama does.
I learn their language.
And anybody who has learned the language can roll.
What kind of language? I'm apparently at 4 out of 10.
No, you haven't.
No, you have not. You have to get all of the wedges to actually get the dot.
Yeah, I'm at 5 out of 10. I ain't there yet.
I got one die in this, but I have 3 in knowledge, so I got 4 dice total.
That's what I was rolling.
Tens, though.
So, Tama, as you are puzzling this out, trying to think what, like, how the hell this is written, because it's a weird combination of galactic trade, but the words are funny. Like, there's some homonyms in there that don't make sense in the context. Lots of talk about the gift of the Firebringer.
That's
semi-obvious. That part makes sense. The rest of the dedications don't make a lick of sense to
you. Okay.
And you look at like 20 before you're like, what? So.
What's Silent get out of this?
Silent.
Hmm.
You get something a little bit more disturbing. Roll knowledge scrutinize. Oh no.
Knowledge scrutinize. You mean sense scrutinize or knowledge scrutinize? It's the same.
No, I mean knowledge scrutinize.
So. 2s.
Okay. So you did real well on the reading. And, you know, coming at this from a culture that you have literally no experience with, the dedications are sort of a mix. There's a minority that are to the lying jester.
Oh.
And a majority to, what did I call you?
Firebringer.
The Firebringer. And the dedications to the Firebringer are about, you know, Ogu, you know, it may be faith, but please, Firebringer, help me on my test. Yeah, they're mostly positive things.
Hmm.
There's some really happy, like, you know, thank the Firebringer for, you know, helping me, you know, through my second dissertation defense.
Are these mostly focused on education?
Yeah. It's almost overwhelming. Everything that talks about the Firebringer is about education.
I'm a little confused on that one, but okay.
The fire of knowledge.
That's actually good.
That's good.
Probably.
I just didn't think that's what would get associated with me, but cool. I like this.
And Silent, what you pick up is that, contrary wise, the jester, the dedications are about undermining the academic authorities. And, you know, defending Utra theories, including one that says that the Firebringer was obviously a warrior goddess and not some sort of knowledge goddess. And any attempt to argue that she was a knowledge goddess is clearly ridiculous. You'll have to look at the historical pictures of her to know that, you know, she wore combat armor, for God's sake.
Excuse you, I can do both.
It's an academic argument.
You're gonna have to establish that through some lectures.
You sure?
Weird. And
now,
yeah, go ahead.
But the dedications to me, though, they're in like normal language that anybody could understand.
Yeah. No, the dedications to the lying jester are out. They're just normal. They're just in amongst all of the dedications.
Do I detect ideologically any trace in these dedications to the doctrines of my mystery cult?
Yes. That is what you rolled. And the twos say that it's there. But you're not clear if it's fully developed or if you're just not picking up on the language they're using to describe it.
Well, let's hope that it's as obscure to other people as it is to me. I maybe should have emphasized OPSEC a little bit more to those guys. Oh, well, I think we could still work with this.
Oh, yeah. Were we trying to educate these guys on the language on our way there?
You didn't mention that.
I don't recall.
No.
Well, I think that might be a lore or a knowledge tactics role by someone.
Well.
Who would have thought ahead?
Yeah.
Is anyone examining the brass doors?
That's where Roscoe went immediately, of course.
This is a lot of progress for how long we've been gone?
Only 168 years. It seems like too much. Anyway, are the doors locked?
They had the tech from
Gunther. I was going to say, we jump-started them on tech, so...
Yeah.
Interesting.
So are the doors locked or obviously barred or anything? Or are there any obvious sensors?
No, there's no electronics.
Good. Sort of. Are there any tripwires?
No.
Good. Good. Any signs?
Yes.
Dart trap.
What does the sign say, Silent?
What does the sign say?
The sign says, well, there's an arch over the doors that, say in the Nagali trade Creole, the fire of knowledge will set you free.
Oh. That's somewhat concerning, and I don't know why.
I think it's great.
I think it's potentially fine, but it's also potentially, I wonder if it's a death cult with knowledge.
And well, the fire cult wasn't a death cult, at least.
Depends on how the potato guys came out.
Yeah.
And
the stone under, like, the threshold, right, also has some writing.
What's that say?
And... Silent, you can choose what you want to tell Roscoe, but what it says is, in effect, the lying jester is the shadow, the light's brightness.
No, I'll tell him.
I'm not sure what that means, even.
It says the lying jester is the shadow of the light's brightness. It looks like we may have some sort of dualistic
which is probably okay
between me and team. Yeah, no, that seems workable to me. We'll go ahead with this.
Yeah, we should. Are any of the books in our language, or are they all in Nagali?
So the books closest to the portal are the oldest.
Hey.
But they're books. Like, somebody printed them with a press.
Yeah. They probably got a
press. Is it like rapid mechanically reproduced, or is it like one page at a time press?
You don't know. You've never used a fucking press in your entire life.
Hey, I read a book once. On paper.
That doesn't mean shit.
I know. Anyway, moving on. Can I
check it for a date?
Yeah. You want to crack open one of these books?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? You find a date.
Okay.
Thirty-eight AA.
Okay.
After Alice?
I'm going to guess that that's 38 years after the folks, the educators came through the portal. It's an assumption, but it's a reasonable working one.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go to the next book and look for a date in roughly the same place.
39.
Okay.
Put down a few shelves?
Do I skip forward like 6 and find 45?
No, you find another 39.
Last shelf with a book on it.
167.
Last year.
They're yours.
So do we want to look at the topics?
Yes, that was my next.
Yeah. Well, we're.
You need to roll to try to read again.
Yes.
Silent. You are welcome to make a lore check.
Nine high. I am not having a good run with language this round.
No, it's. You're getting closer.
Knowledge lore.
They're using a lot of jargon.
Academic ease.
Oh, no. Oh, with trip sevens, you just know. These are theses.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, wonderful.
It's that's 20 meters, 15, like 20 meters by 5 meters. A whole wall.
We might want to spend some time trying to read this to get a sense of what the hell's going on.
Well, the problem is there's only one person that can successfully read right now.
he needs to read it out loud.
Does that work if I don't know what it is I'm reading? Like,
you know what you're reading.
Right, I'm saying, but like, okay, yeah. But we can't just recite it and Kurt knows. Like, you have to have knowledge of what it is you're...
Yeah, because what Kurt is getting is the meaning of the person, not the words. Ways.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah, exactly.
So there are actually limits to Kurt's...
Yeah, but if he reads it out loud, I might start clicking better. Because I learned this auditorially, not written.
Who knows? That would be nice. Yeah, I mean, how much time we want to kill in here before stepping out of the sunlight? How long
we want to read at least until the folks come through the portal. We should start at the most recent theses so we have the best guess of where they are academically. And if these are theses on engineering or theses on theology.
Yeah, agreed.
I gotta say, we should also just start scanning these things so eventually we can write a translator.
That's a good idea.
You start with that.
Yep, and text recognition.
Okay. You're gonna try OCR on the new language.
No, I'm gonna try to write a new OCR for the new language. But I don't think I necessarily have enough knowledge base to do it yet, but I can start setting up the frameworks.
I mean, it's going to take you a couple hours for actually more.
Well, what else do we have to do, you know?
The rest of the day.
I mean, do we want to peek outside or do we want to peek at like the couple of the last theses to see what they are about?
Well, you know, you mentioned that. As you get settled to start doing the things you have said, the door is open. And two people enter, and they're wearing the ugliest combination of, you know, ship's clothes and academic regalia you've ever seen.
Fabulous.
Hello there.
Why did they reproduce the worst part of the library?
It's fine.
And
nice hoods.
If this is the worst they got, this is fantastic. This is not the problem.
No one looks up. Good in a robe and hood.
They see you all. They see Tama. And they just fucking prostrate themselves.
Please stand up.
Rise.
No?
Young scholars.
Why not?
You're the goddess of knowledge?
Who just asked you to stand up?
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm a weird goddess, apparently.
Nice.
Well, that's going to upset some arguments.
I don't think my actual existence could fail to upset some arguments.
That's a good point.
Don't worry, we're here to help.
And they start talking about what you just said, and they have completely forgotten you're here. And that's what we're going to leave it.
Yeah. Hey, is this a good opportunity for us to make language rolls?
Everyone that's not Tamer or Silent, yeah, you can make some language rolls.
Or do we just get a dot?
No, it's not that easy.
All right, so yeah. what is the language? Is it the number of dots and knowledge?
I think that's what we said, yeah.
What you have to do is you take the number of slices or wedges you have in the clock and roll those.
Okay, so just those. Cool.
Just those?
Yes, just the amount of pips you have.
No,
plus
no,
your knowledge. Don't
add knowledge to
it. A pair of threes.
Plus your knowledge.
We do add knowledge.
Oh, you do add knowledge. Well.
Okay. Pair of nines.
All right. So Kai,
I might have finally learned something.
Kai can add two wedges.
Pair of eights.
And Roscoe can add three wedges.
And a pair of ones. Cool. Hey, I'm up to eight. I'm almost there.
I think Kai is not.
Well, that's that. This is the way.
Kai said six.
I have six wedges.
That's better than I thought.
It's better than I remembered.
So
here's the thing: is Kurt trying to learn the written language?
I don't know. It's Kurt's problem.
I mean, yeah, but that sounds like it's going to be a different set of roles now, isn't it?
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, Kurt is in the enviable position of having no dots in Nagali because he speaks it already.
Yep.
Almost
it's
like
a,
he was.
It's a thing to ponder for next time.
Yeah, weird. So, with that, questions, comments, concerns?
Good. That's fine seeing this go down in flames.
It is a relief. To not see that they have turned into cannibals or us haters.
Well,
I feel like
it's real early to make that determination there, Roscoe.
Do not rule out cannibalism whatsoever.
I mean, the odds
didn't try to eat us immediately. That's a good sign.
The odds are good that it's academic cannibalism, but you know.
Yeah, that's a totally different problem, much more manageable.
I really appreciate the, that's weird. Well, apparently I'm a weird god.
No, that was good.
You set that up so well. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Thank you for listening to Technical Difficulties. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. More ratings will help us broaden the community. We're also on Patreon. For as little as a dollar, you can vote on which one-shots you'd like to see next. Other rewards at higher levels include listening to us record live and participating in quarterly backer games. We're close to our next level, where we'll release an exclusive Patreon show where we answer questions and give advice on running games. As always, thanks for listening, and good night, Internet.